وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio. In previous episodes, we have talked about different types of human rights in the Holy Book, and now we are going to start a kind of new and at the same time related topic. And we have promised about this topic before. We as human beings, when we have been brought to the earth, we have many interactions, communications, and connections with many things or people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His Holy Quran, talked about all different types of interactions and communications and connections that human beings might have with all those things or people. So we can bring up a kind of category about different connections of human beings. Human beings have a connection, or let's say a kind of relationship with their own, I mean, every person within his own heart has some guidelines from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to human beings how to react to your own soul, how to react to your own heart. So this is one part of this category. The other side is how to communicate with the things, with the animals around us, how to react with other human beings, how to react with the environment, how to have connection with the other people from other different religions or different sects. So all of these categories are going to be included in our discussion. So let's start with the first category, which is how to work within our own heart, how to connect with our own soul. What guidelines Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about our own heart and soul. The first duty that human being has in respect to himself is thinking. At-tafakkur. A true human being is a one that does not quit thinking about different issues. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the at-tafakkur, thinking, pondering upon issues, is the criterion for being a human being. That is the element that distinguishes human being from other creature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Anfal, verse 22, says that إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The worst animals, let's say the worst creature, is the one who does not think, as a kind of blind, deaf person. So you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excludes the one who does not think out of the human beings community. There are other points I'm going to share with you after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about the different guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to human beings in how to react and connect with different human beings or things around them, and also the guidelines about human beings themselves. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishes between human beings and other creature by the element of thinking. At-tafakkur is something that is that differentiates between human beings and other creature. In another verse, chapter Furqan, verse 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ Do you think that these people are going to hear to you or think upon what you say? إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ No, they are not going to think. They are like animals. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا Even they are worse than animals because they do not think. They do not ponder upon what you say. We have a variety of verses in the Holy Book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that we have sent lots of miracles, lots of signs, whether signs in the Holy Book or signs out in the world, that only the people who think are going to take advantage of all those signs. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ The ones who think, the ones who ponder upon what we say, they are only the ones who are going to take advantage out of our signs. And he says that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ There are some adult people, some deep thinkers, some intellectuals. The intellectuals think, they have signs, they receive signs in the skies and the earth and the day and night. So who are these intellectuals? He is going to introduce intellectuals. أولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون The intellectuals in God's definition, intellectual is only the one who remembers God and who thinks. So thinking is a very primary element and criterion. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that doing some act without thinking upon, without pondering upon, is like the old woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book. Do not be like her who would undo her yarn, breaking it up after spinning it to strength. So when you do not think, when we do not think about something, and without thinking, we do it and we act upon that, we will regret. And then we have to redo or undo. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad, they emphasize that even worship, the value of worship depends highly on the deep thinking that a person has. Otherwise, only prayer without thinking is not going to have that much value. Thank you very much. Have a good time. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد.